web browsers on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, and thank you so much for joining us today on The Browsers. I'm Jay McFarland here with Amy Iverson. Another beautiful day in downtown Salt Lake City. So beautiful that we decided today was the day to conduct a very important experiment, one that we've been talking about for a while, and we decided it's on. Today is the day. Now, here's how this all came about. We were at the Consumer Electronics Show earlier this year in Las Vegas, and we decided once and for all we were going to track how many steps we were walking every single day.
Well, every year we say we walk so much, but we didn't have the hard numbers.
Yeah.
So we thought, let's use our phones and track.
So we did. And for some strange reason, even though we were side by side for four straight days, and I mean side by side, same hotel, everything, I walked about 40% farther than Amy did every single day, according to our phones. And it was at that moment that we resolved to conduct some scientific experiments when it comes to these fitness tracking devices. And so that's what we did. We went out to West High School's track today, and we put them to the test. And the results, shocking. Shocking.
Now, we shared a story recently talking about what is more accurate, the fitness tracker wearables or your cell phone.
And we'll actually speak with the professor who conducted that research. We'll speak to him in the next segment. I'm just going to say it up front. The results reveal that I have a superpower. And we need to decide if I'm going to use that superpower for good or for evil. But before we share that superpower, let's share the results. Here we are. We got permission to use the track at West High School, but the gate was closed, so we had to hop the fence. I have not hopped a fence in, I'm guessing, 30 years.
I said, let's just hop the fence.
Yeah. And I'm like, what?
I just went, and you guys had no option but to follow.
Okay, so we all hop the fence. We get on the track. We want to do one lap at a time, and here's what we have. I have my iPhone 6. Amy has her... I have my 6 Plus. Amy has her 6. Andy Smiley May, our producer, has a 6. Logan Daniels, our producer, has a 6. We stole our program director's HTC One Android, and we had a Garmin wristwatch type device that Logan Daniels had. So here was the idea. We're going to walk one lap, track the count our steps, track our distance, log the results.
And the first time, we all put the phones in the front pocket because you may recall that was one of Jay's hypotheses that, well, maybe my phone moves around more and tracks more steps because I put it in my roomy front pocket.
Yeah.
And I had mine in my back pocket, didn't move so much. So the first lap, we all had the phones in our front pocket.
So imagine us as we get on the track this morning with our iPhones and our fitness trackers, and we started walking. And Amy thinks it's a race. She immediately jumps out in front of all of us.
I have a fast gait.
We're just hanging back, being casual. But again, counting our steps. And at the end of the first lap, which was a lap with our phone in our front pocket, surprising result. And that is that your steps that you counted matched pretty close to what your iPhone said. Andy Smiley May, her steps pretty much matched what her phone said. And the distance pretty much matched. So the Garmin, the same.
And this first lap, we physically counted in our heads how many steps we were taking. So most of us were in the 500 to 600 range for one lap around the track, which is about a quarter mile. And all of the apps and all of the phones generally said, yes, you went about a quarter mile and you took about 500 to 600 steps.
Except my phone said that I did about 200 more steps than I counted and that I had done double the distance.
Which was my claim all along during CES when Jay would say, well, I walked 3 miles. And I'm like, no, I think we walked about 2. Oh, my phone says right here.
Now, again, remember, apparently I have a superpower, and we'll reveal to you exactly how we know that. We proved it today. Second lap. move the phone from the front pocket to the back pocket, do the lap again, Amy again, boom, takes off.
In general, our phones showed, your phone showed you walked about 250 more steps than my phone or Andy's phone or Logan.
So there was no noticeable difference with the two phones, front pocket or back pocket.
Now, well, 20 more steps,
which is something. Yeah. So now the ultimate test. We're going to switch phones on lap three. Amy's going to carry my phone. I'm going to carry her phone. Because we talked after the second lap and we said, if this is, this sounds like I either the iPhone 6 Plus that I have is broken.
No, what you
or
said
the 6 Plus
is my phone is messed up.
Yeah.
You said my phone is messed up.
I said clearly this is a problem with this phone.
iPhone 6.
Or the 6 Plus. Right?
So we decided for the last and final round, we would switch phones.
Yes. So now Amy has my 6 Plus. I have her 6. And we're off again. Amy, again, off to the races.
Fast game.
I'm hanging back. We finish our lap. We are fully expecting to pull out the phones. And my 6 Plus should show that Amy walked 200 more steps than she really did. Because that's what my phone had shown the other two laps. Guess what? It was right on with Amy.
Jay still walked.
And her
hundreds
phone,
more steps.
Her phone, her 6 showed that I walked 200 more steps and I walked a farther distance.
But what is your guess, listeners? What is causing this discrepancy?
It is a superpower. Somehow, I am walking farther than everybody else. It's like I'm traveling through time.
Somehow, Jay has the ability to exert less energy but get more credit.
Yes.
With great power comes great responsibility.
So that's exactly what I think.
I'm trying to decide if I should use my newfound superpowers for good or for evil, and how will I use them? Please text us at 57500 and let me know, because I'm in a quandary here. I'm not sure. And also, when we come back, we'll speak to this professor who studied a wide range of these devices and see if we can get some better answers as to whether or not these things are worth your time and your money. Do they really work?
And what could make up for that difference? And let us know about your wearable as well.
The Browsers.
Welcome to The Browsers today. Amy Iverson and Jay McFarland with you. We went on a Browsers field trip to do a scientific study this morning to the West High School track because we were confused how our trackers, our fitness trackers on our phones, our apps, were so different when we were at CES, the Consumer Electronics Show. And as we took down notes this morning, as we
it was very,
switched
very scientific.
Phones, we put phones in this pocket or that pocket, we realized that virtually every app and wearable and phone tracked the data fairly correctly, except for if Jay McFarland was using it.
Because remember, we tracked distance because we were on a track. That's why we went to a track. And we counted steps, right? So we knew what we should have
had. We knew
what
it should be. And so what we found is that in almost every instance, for some reason, Jay, whatever app or phone he was using, it would give him more credit for the work he was doing.
Yes.
It logged more steps than he actually took, and it logged a farther distance than he actually took.
And I've identified it as some superpower. And the more I look at my life, I realize this superpower has been there consistently.
It has been
throughout.
A gift since
I
birth.
Constantly get more credit than the amount of work or effort that I put into something.
And we recently saw a study about this type of thing that said, are the wearables, you know, the Fitbits, the Nike Fuel Bands, are those more accurate, or are we good just using these apps on our phone And so we did contact the professor who did this study to find out more.
And I want to read some of these texts before we get to the professor's comments. A lot of texters using the word jiggle.
Rude.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
We did talk a little bit about that the fact that Jay puts his phone in his front pocket, that's a huge pocket, and maybe the phone moves around more, and so
that's why we tried front to back. This texter is asking, did you guys walk in the same lane on the track?
Yes, we did.
That is a great question. We were very careful about that. This texter says, these sensors detect vibration, not steps. Jay just takes harder steps and vibrates more.
That's a good guess.
Is that my superpower? I think it's some sort of time travel that I'm trying to figure out. This texter says, doesn't Jay shake? And I was asking that, remember when we were walking out? Because my hands shake when I grab things. It's just a slight vibration. Mm-hmm. But I asked him, do I look like when I'm walking down the street? Are you guys embarrassed to be seen with me? Apparently, there's no apparent outward.
They're kind of it. Like, if you remember the Wild and Crazy guys from SNL, that's kind of how Jay walks. And someone is saying, maybe it's your inner city teen you're exposing. You've got the cool walk that's adding a little extra
I also
something.
Asked that. Is it swagger? Is that what it is? Getting swagger credit? This texter says, Jay, use your incredible gift for whichever pays more, good or evil. Choose wisely and enjoy your newfound power. I'm also trying to find out if my superpower is good enough to be whether I'd be classified as a superhero or a sidekick.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Sky High. Remember the movie Sky High?
Here's how power placement is going to work. You will step up here and show me your power. Yes, you will do so in front of the entire class. I will then determine where you will be assigned, hero or sidekick.
What do you think? Am I a hero?
I don't think you need to ask that
sidekick?
Out loud.
Sidekick. Aw, I don't want to be a sidekick. We spoke with Dr. Mitesh Patel. He's assistant professor of medicine and healthcare management at the University of Pennsylvania. They wanted to answer this question. Are these fitness trackers accurate? I can tell you, with me being the exception, they were pretty accurate.
Yeah.
And
the apps on your phone.
Yes.
Because not very many people have wearables at this point. But we all have phones. So can we just use the apps on our phones?
And they found that all devices were within 6-7% of accurate step counting, except the Nike Fuel Band, which was 22% below accurate.
Nike wants to make you work for it.
But the doctor did say they're all good enough.
It's probably not enough to matter for somebody who just wants to put on a device and get a sense whether they're active or not. And there's 98% of people out there that don't have a wearable device. Many of those people have phones and could start tracking their activity and engaging in their health in just a matter of minutes at essentially no cost, because these apps are often free.
Exactly. For most people, does it really matter? That's why I said to Jay this morning, most people would never know that their apps were tracking them differently, because who out there steps side by side with someone for days?
We would have never figured it out.
Unless you are training together for a triathlon or something, you would never know.
But even then, you're not typically starting out your day the same. These things don't zero out the minute you start your workout typically. That's the only reason we figured it out, because for 4 days at the Consumer Electronics Show, we were in lockstep because we stayed at the hotel. Same hotel. We had the same rental car. We ate at the same places. So it was clear that there was some type of discrepancy. Little did we know that it was the beginning of a great revelation and change in my life. The doctor said, we asked him, well, what about activity? Do these things actually make a difference in people's lives?
What's really important is, how do we take this technology, now that we know it's accurate, and pair it with an engagement strategy that can help people that are less motivated or less inclined to be physically active to get more engaged? And that could be through a variety of different mechanisms. It could be through financial incentives, for example, through a workplace wellness program, or it could be through social incentives. For example, rather than doing this on your own, maybe you're doing it with your family members or your coworkers or your friends. You may be competing with them.
Make it a competition,
everybody.
Well,
we talked about that. Different apps that will shame you
yeah.
or motivate you, or you set goals together. So then the question is, which device do you choose? How do you know where to look?
There's kind of two camps here. The people that are motivated or that want to get a wearable device, we think these devices in our study were mostly accurate. So a wearable device can be useful for you. For those people that aren't quite ready for a wearable device or can't afford one, but they have a smartphone that they carry with them all the time, they can start tracking their activity in a matter of just minutes at essentially no cost. And so we think that starting with the smartphone may be a quick and easy way to do it. And then if people get more engaged, then there's an opportunity to get a wearable device.
And it is revealing just to see, wow, I only took 500 steps today, or to see, oh, I'm moving more than I thought. And there were some companies, we talked to one local at CES, Jaybird, remember, and we were looking at their wearable, and she kind of laughed a little and said, well, our wearable is for people who are already fit and who want to track their training. So she shoved us to the side.
Yeah, she really did. I'm kind of having the opposite reaction. I'm feeling like I can walk less because I'm walking so much more than you guys. I should like save my energies for a greater, higher cause.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm thinking. The question was asked whether or not spending the money on the wearable is enough to motivate you. Because that a lot of times is the first step, right? I'm going to go
out
and spend that money.
Well, I said the only time I've ever worked out regularly was when I was paying a trainer. And I thought, I'm not wasting that money.
Here's what their research found.
We find that amongst the people who buy a wearable device, about half of people stop using it. And most of those that stop using it stop doing so within a few months. The challenge with a wearable device is that you've got to remember to put it on every day. You've got to remember to charge it separately from what you're normally doing. And you usually have to either sync it to your phone or to a computer. So these are three extra behaviors you have to do in addition to being more physically active. And there's a lot of evidence to show that these small additional tasks really create a larger challenge for people that are trying to change behavior.
I can see that. Now, Jay, one of the medical directors of one of these wearable companies said this. This may explain part of why you logged so much more time and distance, that it's not an exact science. There are variations in the algorithms that these apps use. The sensors, and I think this is what mostly comes into play, the characteristics of the person wearing it, like your height, your gait, which I think is big for
their
you.
Their superpowers.
May observational
also
differences.
Come into play.
Sidekick!
I'm not a sidekick. I'm a hero. Or a bad guy. I haven't decided which one will. To me, it seems like the bad guys have more fun. Isn't that kind of in general?
Don't say that out loud.
They seem like they're enjoying themselves. Like, the other side seems like more work. That's all I'm saying.